Protesters in Ukraine's capital Kiev, they're demanding the resignation of President Viktor Yanukovych. And those protests have now entered a third week. Over the weekend, hundreds of thousands of people brought the centre of the city to a standstill. And there were images showing clashes with police. One group of protesters were taking sledgehammers to a statue of the former Soviet leader, Vladimir Lenin. It wasn't quite the million-strong opposition that some of the organisers were hoping for, but it was the largest protest since 2004 in that pro-democracy revolution, the Orange Revolution, you might recall. Joining me now is Volodymyr Panchenko, who's the director of the International Centre for Policy Studies in Kiev. Volodymyr, thank you very much for joining us today. The Western media seems to be reporting this very much as being about pro-Russian government against pro-European or EU protesters. Is it that simple?
It's not that simple, but the start of the protest, they took place after resign of the Prime Minister to, after the rejection of Prime Minister to sign the agreement with European Union on association and the free trade agreement. But in fact, 3 years of ruling of Yanukovych is enough for the population to understand that what is his activity and his government leads to collapse of the economy and leads to the collapse of hopes for the people to start businesses. In fact, everything is concentrated and monopolized by the family of the president, and that is why so many people in the streets. In fact, there was just the flash of light in the chamber with gas. That was the rejection to sign the agreement by the Prime Minister.
Indeed, you say the crowds are getting bigger. They seem to be getting bigger. 200,000 people, I think they're being estimated at now. Last week, 100,000. It seems to be growing. Can you feel the growing tension on the streets there?
Well, in fact, there was more than you mentioned, several hundreds of thousands of people. But it doesn't matter. Half of Kiev population tried to reach the central part of the city. Well, we don't know whether it will be growing in quantities. I mean, whether the number of people will go to the street will be bigger than it was before, but the understanding what they demand will be more clear. For example, what happened yesterday with the monument shows that the police tries to be not to be involved, because this monument is under the guard of police for last maybe 3 years. If not that, that monument would be destroyed earlier. But now the police stays and looks how people destroy the monument. That means that people understand that they don't want to go to their Soviet past. And that is the main collision between the government, between the Yanukovych and the population, that Russian or pro-Russian direction is not dangerous as it is. I mean, if we talk about any economic ties with Russia, the problem is that what is behind Russian agreement with Russia is coming back to the Soviet Union, because they want to include political conditions into that agreement. If they give natural gas cheaper, they want many political acts which are not appropriate for independent state.
Yeah, okay. No, I see that point. And the monument, of course, you're referring to is the statue of Lenin that I referred to earlier. I wonder where, of course, this can go, because we've seen this sort of uprising before. In fact, the comparison is being drawn daily with the Orange Revolution. But, of course, that ended fairly sourly. It was only one presidential election term, I think, before ultimately you had Viktor Yanukovych elected president more of a pro-Russian position. I wonder if there is now a problem because these protesters that are objecting to this sort of more pro-Russian or neo-Soviet style of government still don't have anyone to trust in the opposition because they don't necessarily like the leaders of the Orange Revolution from the last time anywhere. So in which case, what happens?
Yeah, you're right. There is no trust to the opposition, and that is because 7 years ago there was so many hopes on the European development of Ukraine, and it had not happened because of the previous president Yushchenko. So now, well, hope always exists, and now people want to be more precise in their demands. They want the opposition to tell what exactly they want to do after they take power. Nevertheless, we are not sure that they will win. Nevertheless, we don't know whether the government will step down, but that will happen next year definitely, because the economic situation is very, very difficult, and it has nothing to do with the European integration, which the Russian media all the time stress that if Ukraine join European association agreement, then it will be the blocks of the markets in Russia, etc. So it doesn't matter. It is not connected with what the Russians say. It is connected on what is the activity of the government to give the businesses to develop. We don't see that now with this government, and we want to know whether it will happen in case the opposition takes the place.
Yeah, when the level of trust of the opposition make all of this very problematic, it's a very interesting situation, a very challenging one, I'm sure, for people in Ukraine. Look, thank you very much for speaking to us, Vladimir. I really do appreciate your time. That's Vladimir Panchenko, Director of the International Center for Policy Studies in Kiev.